Resolutions Plumbing.
Hi, this is Nidhi Medina. I was looking for Sylvia.
Give me a second. I'll put her on the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I am doing good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Sorry, I was in a meeting. So I don't know if you got my email. I'd call you right after my meeting.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. I was like, I hope she got my email. I was in a meeting, but I still have access to my email. So I was like, okay, I'll check right back.
Yeah.
So... awesome. So you guys decided you want to go ahead and go with this package?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So let me do this. You don't want the one with the Facebook ads, right? You want the one that I sent you because the Facebook ads is the one that's $100 more. So it'd be the $549.
Yeah. No, right now we want to start with the lower package.
Okay.
Just to get started.
Yeah, of course. And then what we'll do too, Sylvia, is we're going to also, I love your name, by the way. I have an aunt named Sylvia. So what we're going to do, though, is we're still going to build you the business Facebook page. So this way you have one out there. Okay.
Okay.
And what we'll do the creation on it. Don't worry about it. But we'll make sure that you have access to it too. Okay. Because you should have that presence on there. Okay, awesome. So now are you going to be, we're going to create the account, okay? So I'm going to explain the process. We're going to create the account, you and I. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes. Now we're also going to do the billing, the voice verification, which will outline the service agreement, that it's $449 a month, it's a two-month verbal agreement, when your payments are. And if you choose to cancel, again, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. And then I also will schedule, it's called a client interview onboarding, okay? In that client interview, they're going to talk to you about the website, your Google ads, the areas that we're targeting, the services you want to be found for. So we're going to go over all of that in detail, okay? And that's where I say the magic is going to happen. Now, we'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. I'd like to schedule it, if not the same day, by no later than tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving, okay?
Okay.
So are you going to be the primary contact on this account? And then you also want the business owner to, is he going to be able to make changes to the account so I can notate it?
What do you mean changes?
So let's just say
for, have authorization?
Yes. Are you going to give him authorization to make changes to this account as well? Like let's say, Sylvia, you couldn't call in and make a change. You wanted something updated. And he calls in, I want to make sure we notate his name, that you give him authorization, because if he calls in and he wants to make a change, we're going to say we only have Sylvia on the account. So, or do you want to be the only one in charge? Oh, okay.
I'll be like,
so you're like me.
I'm like, you can't do anything without me. And I'm not the owner.
Listen, I'm going to say, like, they're going to say, we're sorry, we only see Sylvia as the primary, so...
You know what's funny? Angie does that to him. Not do really, they? But they since they know me already because I get in contact with them a lot.
Yeah,
they're like, can we speak to Sylvia?
Right,
they don't
like
talk to him because I'm the one handling everything.
Well,
so.
Let me tell you, my husband does dialysis, right? My husband's had a lot of health issues, and I'm the one's always on the phone with the doctors, always. Okay, I'm on the phone with Kaiser all the time. And it's so funny that I call, I know his medical record number by heart. I don't even know mine by heart, Okay. And so when I talk to them and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm calling for my husband, Anthony, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, is Mr. Medina there? Cause we need authorization. I said, we got to go through this again. And so they're like, we're sorry. And I'm all, hold on. And I tell them, you need to let them know that you give me full authorization because I go through this every time. And I tell him, if you look at your notes, I'm the only one who has ever talked to you guys. He doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't even know the medicines he takes. I give it everything to him. So they just laugh and they're like, we're sorry. So I tell him all the time, you don't even talk to the doctors. I do. So can you just please tell them Nadine has authorization to talk to you? So it's up to you how you want us to set this up. Do you want us to mention him that he could go and make a change?
he can make changes, but honestly, I mean, I know he won't.
Okay, so do you just want to keep it as you, unless you just, you could always let us know later on if you want to add him. So we'll just keep it with you on there?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I should say keep him on there because just in case you never know. Just something happens to me, I mean. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, what's his first and last name?
Guadalupe Gamboa.
Okay. My husband has an uncle named Guadalupe, but we always call him Uncle Loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes by Lupe at work. He doesn't like his name.
So does he.
He has to use it legally.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you. Okay. Awesome. And then, so I'm putting you, you're the primary account, so you're the one that we'll always be in contact with. If there's an update, a change, or anything like that, we'll update you, so you'll be the primary. I'm just notating it that if he were to call in, that he can also make a change, you authorize him, even though he might not ever call. What's his phone number, just in case, because they'll verify him by his phone number?
It's 562. They're not going to call him, right? Because he doesn't want
to
use his personal number for
anything. No, they will not. No. The only reason why I ask for it is let's just say Lupe calls in, right? And he's like, I need to make this change. They're going to say, well, what's your phone number? Because that's how they're going to verify him.
Because honestly, he uses this number.
Okay.
He's the
that's
one that
fine.
Takes it.
Perfect. That's fine. Then I'll just leave it like that.
We'll
just leave it like that. So there's no confusion.
I'm just using it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because he has this all the time.
Okay. Is this the best phone number, though, for us to reach you at, Sylvia? This will be the best number for you, right?
Well, company-wise, we like to stick to this number, but I usually use my other number, which is my personal number, but I use it for work because, the company pays for it, so I use it for work as well.
Okay, perfect. So here's what we're going to do. The phone number that's going to be listed for the business is the 562-786-4084, right? The number that we will communicate with you, the number that we can reach you at, what's that number?
That's going to be 562.
Uh-huh.
291.
Mm-hmm.
9833.
Okay. So this number is the number that we're going to use to contact you whenever, if we have an update on the account for you or if we have a question regarding the account, we're going to contact you at your phone number. That's the number we're going to call for your client interview onboarding. The business number is the only one that's going to be listed for the business, okay, because that's what's associated with the business. Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, to your phone, I'm going to send, you can get text messages on your phone number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, since your phone number, your personal number, I'm going to actually send you right now 3 text messages, okay? So the first text message that I'm sending you is going to be my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information just so that you have it. Okay. The second text, and you have your phone with you, right? So when those messages come through, make sure that you got all 3. Okay. I know I sent one of them to his phone, but I'm going to send all of these to your phone.
Okay.
The second text it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. So anytime you have a change, you have an update, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Okay, we're on the same time zone. We're in Orange County. So that's okay. The number that you'll call. Now, if it is something super urgent and you cannot wait, you can always call me. Okay, email me or send me a text, and I'll make sure that they get the message. Okay, even though I can't make the change, but I'll make sure the message gets to them. If it's super urgent and you cannot wait, right, for someone to call you back, you're welcome to reach out to me.
Okay.
And then I also sent you a third text, and it has a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video, it's about, I would say, 6 minutes long. Okay? When you have time, I want you to take a look at that video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with our program. It's going to give you how you log in with your password, your username. So it's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay? So make sure you watch the video. Did all three text messages come through?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I'm also sending you as well one more email. The email is going to say in the subject part, client dashboard analytics. So what that does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system on how it will look, just so you kind of have an idea, okay? And then now what I'm going to do here, so I have your first name is Sylvia. You spell it S-Y-L-V-I-A, right? I saw it in your email.
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name is Gamboa?
Yes.
And then I have the best email is greatsolutionsplumbing@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm, the phone number listed for the business is 562-786-4084. The phone number for us to contact you at is 562-291-9833. Correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Now the company name. I show it reading currently as Great Solutions with an S at the end, Plumbing Inc., I-N-C. Is that how you want it to be listed? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail, and it's going to look like a postcard. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. I do show that there's an address. In fact, it's on, I don't know why they ever put it on HomeAdvisor and Angie's list. Is it 800 East 119th Street?
Yeah, but we didn't want to make that public.
That's okay. This is an address that you can receive the PIN code to, right?
Yes.
Is that like your home address? Like it's like a home office?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So
we're going to hide the address. The
customers
don't come to you.
That we do.
So let me explain.
But like in our situation, like our customers, we do have our address on our invoices, so they do know where we live. But I mean,
but we're not
going to
show it on Google. No, we are not going
to
show it on Google, and I'm going to tell you why. Majority of businesses have what's called a home office. Okay. When you have a home office, Google does not want that address showing. No one needs to know where you live. It's not like it's a storefront that people go to pick out tile, right? So we always hide the address, even though you might have it on your invoices, but we hide it. So your address will appear nowhere online. That's why I say I don't understand why Angie's List shows the addresses. I don't see the reason it should even be on there. But this PIN code, it's going to come to you in the mail, okay? That's why I wanted to confirm the address. So I have 800 East 119th Street, and that's Los Angeles, 90059 is what it shows me as the zip code. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. No unit number, anything like that, right? Just the physical address like that?
No.
Okay. And I'm going to hide the address, so I promise you that address will not show on Google. It's a home address. Google has strict guidelines. No home address should be showing. Okay? So don't worry. It's hidden. And then now for the billing, Sylvia, the card that we're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name? Is it in Guadalupe's name? What's the name on the card that you're using?
No, it's a Great Solutions Plumbing.
Okay. And your name and his name ain't on there? It's just Great Solutions Plumbing?
Yes. On the our business card?
Yeah. On the card that you're using for the payment?
Yeah, everything's under Great Solutions Plumbing, but the actual cards do have our names as well.
Okay. So on the card that you're using, what is the bank card that you're going to use today? What is the name on it?
Oh, it's Great Solutions Plumbing. It's a business account.
Okay. Does that card also have your name on it right now, the card that you're going to use today?
It has, like, we have our bank cards, which it does have our names. Let me get my card out.
I just need to make sure, like, because I know when my husband and I, when we had our catering business 10 years ago, I had a business card that had my name on it and the business name, right? And he had his own separate card.
Yeah.
So whenever, like, I would make a purchase online, I had to make sure if I was using my card that I had that my name on there and the business name. If I was using his card and I was making a payment on something, I had to make sure it was his name and the business name on it. Because we had two separate cards.
Yeah, because
he had his own.
On the card just says Great Solutions, and under that says our name.
Okay, how do your names
so
read on there? Is it just your name?
Yeah, and one I have a name, and he has the other one.
Okay, so how does your name read on that card? Is it just Sylvia, and then Gamboa?
Gamboa. Yeah.
Okay, no middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. And then it says underneath of that Great Solutions Plumbing, is the ink on there too?
Actually on the card, I guess it didn't fit. So they put just Great Solution.
Great Solution without the S?
With the S, and it doesn't say plumbing.
Okay. So just Great Solutions. Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I was probably too long. Okay. And is it the same
account?
Yeah, on that account, but I just need to know on the card, because when we do go to run the card, if I don't have it inputted correctly, it'll say doesn't recognize. It's real,
okay.
That's why I asked these questions, okay? And then, the billing address, is it the same billing address, the 800 East 119th Street?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of card is it? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And what are the card numbers when you're ready?
It's 4815.
Uh-huh.
8800.
Okay.
3431.
Uh-huh.
9923.
Expiration month and year?
1027.
1027. And what's the CVV code on the back?
663.
Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? Okay? And what I'll do is I'll go back and review it, and then I will rephrase it. I want to make sure, Sylvia, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So if you could please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Great Solutions Plumbing Incorporated.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sylvia Gamboa, Business Manager.
And Sylvia, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And Sylvia, you do authorize if at any time Guadalupe Gamboa calls in to make a change that he can make a change to the account, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash?
Yes, from our company. Do you agree to be responsive if we ever text you, email, or call you? Do you agree to be responsive to that, to our phone calls, text messages,
yes,
and emails? Thank you. Now,
yes,
we know sometimes you're in the middle of something. We might be calling you to give you an update on your account. All we ask is that you at least respond to us within 24 hours, okay? Now,
okay,
one thing I also want to mention is that once you start having more online presence, okay, you might get a call, okay, from another company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We are never going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay, so just be aware.
Okay,
so if you get a call from someone saying that they want to, let's say someone calls you and, oh, they tell you you need to pay $50 for your verification on Google, do not give them any money. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us with that number because that is not our company. We're not going to ask you to pay more money than the $449 a month, okay? So just be aware if that happens.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, and I still want to explain it, is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is, before you do, just give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already including that in our package. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 21st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $449. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on December 21st, 2022, in the amount of $449. So this will be a recurring payment. Once the term's completed, then your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $449. However, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time or pause it, okay, by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Sylvia, you need to contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So just remember, if you're going to pause it or cancel, you need to call 3 business days before the 21st. So this way you're not being charged, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. Okay? You're going to receive your receipt.
Okay.
We're going to send it both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay? And then we'll go over that in a couple of minutes, the receipt that I send. Now, the other thing I want you to start thinking about is your client interview. So the client interview that we're going to set up, it's going to be done over the phone with one of our technicians. We block out an hour, but it typically takes between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to set it up at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for today so I could see what we have available in our calendar? Okay. So the next appointment that I have available, I have one available from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. What time do you prefer?
2 to 3 is fine.
Awesome. So I'm going to also send you a calendar invite for your client interview. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just so you know that they're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock. And they're going to call you from an 877 number on your line, okay? Your personal number.
Okay.
So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. This appointment is super important. So that's why I want to make sure that you're aware that they're going to be calling. In fact, we'll even send you a reminder, okay, an hour before your client interview, just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? Now, let me do this. I want to make sure that they call your number, so let me go here. And then you and I are just going to go over just a couple of notes so that the technician knows where to start from, okay? Now, you guys have pictures of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah.
Do you have any photos by chance? Okay. And then what about a company logo? Do you already have one, or do you want us to make one for you? If we make you one, it doesn't cost you more. It's included.
We already have one.
Okay. Awesome. That's the GS one, right? Black and white?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that for your initials for Guadalupe's and then yours?
Yes.
Oh, pretty cool. I like it. Okay. All right. So let's go here to your notes. Okay. So
Lupe and Sylvia Plumbing didn't sound good, right?
Well, you know, if you think when I hear the name Guadalupe, I think, you know, saint, right? I think holy. Okay, so actually, you know what? Guadalupe was my confirmation name when I did my confirmation.
Yeah.
That was the same name I chose. Yeah. Okay. Now, in the services, I know the obvious is plumbing, right? But what in particular do you want me to notate on here? You guys do drain clogs, repipe. What do you want me to notate?
Well, I need your help with this one. You're the one that does the work.
Okay.
Well, I need you to tell me.
Okay, so what I would recommend, I know you said absolutely no jetting, right?
No.
None of the hydro jetting. Okay. So let me see. When I think of plumbing, this is what I see. Water tanks, water heaters.
I'm sorry, with the hydro jetting, he could find, we have access to someone that has hydro jetting that does it.
So do you want me to put that down?
Yeah, you know what, just put it down, it's fine.
Hydro jetting, okay, so here's what I'm thinking and you tell me if no. Repiping, right? Drain clogs?
Yes.
Sewer drains?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think when I think of plumbers off the top of my head. What about, do you do the video inspection? Gas lines. There we go. Gas lines, video inspection?
Yes.
What about clean outs?
Yes.
New, how about new plumbing?
Yes.
Okay, leak detection.
Yeah.
Do you do leak detection?
Yes.
New construction plumbing. Faucets, water heaters.
Yes.
Okay.
Tankless water heaters as well.
Tank. Oh, I like that. My sister-in-law just got one. She lives in Pomona, and she loves it. What about the water softeners? Do you do anything with that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put water.
See, that gas lines are cool.
Anything else you could think of that I might have missed? And you can definitely add more in. I just want to kind of give them a general idea so that way they know where to start from. Let me put this one, hydro jetting.
Huh? Remodels?
Plumbing, remodeling, I know what you're saying, plumbing for remodels. Awesome. And then I'm putting for both residential and commercial.
And industrial, right?
And industrial. Residential, yeah. Commercial, and industrial. Awesome. Okay. And then now your Facebook page, Sylvia, how do I find you on Facebook? Is it by your name? Because we're going to create the business Facebook page. So you don't have a personal Facebook at all?
We don't have social media.
Oh, my goodness. I wish my mom did it. My mom's all over social media. She drives me crazy. Okay. If and when you guys, let's say you decide you want the Facebook page, we can still create it for you at no cost for the business. But you at least have to have a Facebook page, like a personal one, right? I've had in the past where someone didn't have Facebook. They didn't use Facebook at all. So what he did is he just created a personal page with no pictures or nothing. He just created it. So that way we can make him the business Facebook page. Just so you know, that's how they're created, even if you try to do it yourself. So I'm just going to put on here no for now. But if later on you want it, we can do it for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to put no for now. And then what I'm doing for you is this, as an added bonus. Okay. Where I'm including, it's more of a customized website for you guys because you qualify for it. It's at no additional cost for you. It's included because typically we do the one page, five tab website, but I just asked my manager. So I'm including, it's called a My Site. Okay, MYSITE. So the My Site is like a customized website that you could even change your content on there if you want, change your pictures, but we're creating it for you. Okay, so it's more of a customized one because your plumbing category qualifies for it. So that's a good thing for you. And then I'm putting that you have photos. Hey, if it doesn't cost you more, why not, right? And then I'm putting that you have your business logo. So I was excited that I could get that for you guys. And then what forms of payments do you typically accept? Is it more like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit card? What type of payments?
Cash, check, credit card.
Uh-huh.
We have
Do you do Zelle?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you ever do Venmo or Cash App, any of those?
No, I need to create one for Venmo.
Okay, perfect. So for now, I'm just putting cash, check, credit card, and Zelle. Okay. And then it's not a requirement, but I just ask, are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
We're licensed and insured.
Awesome. Okay. And what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Saturday? Typically, what are
it's
your hours?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. What times? Like 8 to 5?
8 to 5.
Okay. Do you offer emergency services for plumbing? Do you want me to notate that if you do?
Yes.
Okay. I know the word of, what do they call it? I know that they always say, if you're going to mess with your plumbing, don't do it on the weekends. Because typically on the weekends, it's a lot more money, right?
Yeah, it is. And after
I know
as well.
When my husband's tried to change out the faucet, I'm like, please don't do it on a Saturday, because if I got to get a plumber out here, we're paying more money. Not that I don't have confianza in him, but sometimes I'm like, leave it to the professional, please. And he just says, wow, you don't trust me? It's not that. It's just that if you're not an expert and we have a problem, this is not going to be good, you know? Okay. And then now you do have an option, okay? It doesn't cost you anything. Instead of us adding, okay, the phone number, the business phone number, we can put what's called a tracking number that will be linked to the business phone number. Now, that does come with an app, Sylvia, that you can download on your phone from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls, any ones that you missed, your messages. You can block spam calls. Do you prefer to have the business number showing, or do you want the tracking number? It is up to you.
I think the business number is fine.
Perfect. Anytime if you decide you want the tracking number, you can let us know and it won't cost you anything. Okay?
Because the tracking number is a different number, right? It's not.
Right. It'll be a different phone number. I don't know what phone number it would be, but just to kind of give you an example, right? It might say like 877-123-4567, right? But when they call that number, it's going to ring to the business phone, okay? A lot of businesses prefer that it be their actual phone number. Some businesses, they like it because they're on their phone a lot, and in case they miss a call, they just look at the app and they can see the calls that they missed from their phone. But it's up to you. Even if you don't do it now, okay, you can always ask for it later, and it won't cost you anything.
Okay.
Okay.
No, our number's fine.
Your number's fine. Perfect. Now, I know we talked earlier we had discussed you guys were covering 50 miles, right? Is that how far you want to target, or do you want to target specific areas? Do you want to target a little further than that? What's your preference?
We prefer Orange County or Inland Empire. Orange County is our preference number one.
Okay.
I mean, we do L.A. as well, but we try to stay away from L.A. a little bit because we have a big trailer that we use for our equipment.
Uh-huh.
So it's really hard to find parking in L.A.
Oh, you're telling me. When I don't have to go to L.A., I'm happy. But when I need to, I'm like, oh, man, the trucking's going to be – the just to park is horrendous, right?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, so that's the reason why we try to stay Orange County or Inland Empire. We don't mind the drive. It's just the parking because we have a big truck
We have a diesel truck, plus we haul a trailer with all the equipment.
Oh, my God, yeah. So even to find parking just for the diesel truck and then, you know, with the trailer behind it, good luck. I don't know how you guys maneuver that. Whenever we take our toy hauler anywhere, I tell my husband, I am not driving that thing. You drive it. And he's like, really? It's not that hard. I don't care. I'll drive the trucks. I said, but no, I'm not pulling that toy hauler. And it's not like a real big one. It's small, right? But I'm like, uh-uh, no way. And I'm a chaparra, right? So I'm like, no way. I get even more nervous. Okay, so I put Orange County, Inland Empire is what I put for your areas of preference. So just know that, like, where you're, we're going to target those areas so that you're being found there, right?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. And then let's see here. What is your preference when your method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
You want calls?
All three?
Prefers all. Because that way, okay, if they call him, they text, yeah, I can.
They leave a message or they can email. Perfect. Okay.
Text message as well is good.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So this way we'll put down all three. This way you don't miss anything, right?
Yeah.
And then office.
And then would that target business accounts too, right?
So like the areas that we're, are you talking about the areas that we're targeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to still cover LA, right? Because the local listing covers LA. But let's say someone's in Orange County, in Anaheim or wherever, right? Or someone's in Inland Empire. Someone's in, let's say, Pomona, you know? And they're searching for a plumber, you guys are still going to be able to be found. That's why we use the Google Ads,
okay,
because the Google Ads is going to target those areas so that you're being found there, okay? The guys that I got, because I live in Anaheim, and the guys that I got for my plumbing, they were in Whittier. Those guys came up. So, and I'm in Anaheim. Surprisingly, I didn't take anybody from Anaheim. I went with the smaller company, family-owned. I think we talked about it earlier, right? Those are the guys I'm going to tell you. Those are the businesses like yours that are more dedicated to doing quality work than these bigger companies. Because, I mean, I ended up spending, it came out, because I knew there was going to be little hiccups, right? You know, once you take apart everything, then you find other problems, right? But, and it always comes with plumbing. But I ended up spending, I was going to say about maybe $16,000, close to that, for everything.
Aww.
My two bathrooms, and they had to go under my house. So, and to go, oh my gosh, you should see me. I was like having a patatus because they had to go through one of the to get under the house. They had to go, I guess, it's in our closet in one of the bedrooms is where you go have to access to get under the house. Oh, my God, I was freaking out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking there's going to be dust all over the place, right? And they did such a good job. They cleaned up everything. Even afterwards, they were like, is there anything else? You know, is it clean to your satisfaction? I said, you guys did an excellent job. So that's what I like about the smaller companies, right? Because you're more dedicated. Especially family owned because it's your baby, right? You want to make sure that people are happy. And when you get these bigger companies, it's just like, oh, upsell on this, upsell on that. You know what I mean? And it's just like ridiculous, you know? They're not personable.
Even just to clean, you're going to have to get like a cleaning lady or something, a cleaning company to come do it because some companies don't do it.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, I had a friend, my next door neighbors, right? She had water underneath of her house. So she had water underneath. So before the plumber, he's like, listen, you got to get someone out here. I guess they had to get like, what do you call those guys? The water, they had to like get all the water out first, make sure that there was no mold around before the plumbers could go in. Cause she had it bad.
So restoration company?
Yeah. She had leaking underneath her house. Yeah, it was crazy. She had more of a mess than I did. I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, you know, those guys did an excellent job. So I think you guys are going to do really, really well. Really well. very well.
He just said, he said, I would have still gotten in there.
Right? He thought I would have gone in there. Right? Oh, my gosh. I handed it off to plumbers, porque a veces when you pull things out.
Pay more money.
Right. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you something. When you go through piping, like, no joke, when they went through my other bathroom, because there was a leak, every now and then I would get a water bug in my house, and I would freak me out because I can't stand bugs, right? Well, come to find out, because there was a leak in that bathroom, so when the guy went in underneath the house, he's like, man, they are just all over this pipe. And I was like, do not let those things come up in my house. Do not let them come up in my house. I was freaking out. My husband's like, you need to leave. Let them do their work. You need to leave. Because I soy yo de metiche, right? Oh, and do you guys need anything? My husband's all, would you let them do their job? Go back to the hotel. You don't need to be here. And I was like, I was just like, I can't, you know, I just want to, you know, and then I was helping them clean, and my husband's all, would you let them do their job? Get out of the way. But that's just how I am. He's like, you're acting like you're their mom. And whatever. But yeah, I think you guys are going to do so good with this program. I mean, definitely going to get you out there. So super excited for you both. Now, if you take a look, Sylvia, if you could check your email or your text messages, because they all went to your phone, the messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It either came before or after the welcome email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, awesome. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, Dear Sylvia Gamboa, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then you'll see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click on where it says click here. And what it's going to do, it's going to open up this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, okay? This is everything that we're going to be doing, right? Now, I need you on that page. You're going to scroll to the very bottom of the page, okay? It's going to ask you to type your name, but before you do that, there's a little box right above it, okay, to the left. And right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of their credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So what you're going to do in that little box, you're going to click on it, because what you're saying, Sylvia, is that the name that you, the card that you provided, it's your name on that card. Okay?
Okay.
And then where it's asking for your name, you're just going to type Sylvia space Gamboa with no, like, accent, like, no, accent marks. I know sometimes my phone tries to do it. If I'm typing in something, it'll try to put like acentos. So no accent marks or anything like that. Just Sylvia Gamboa. It already has the date there populated. And then what you're going to do is click on confirm signature. Okay. So when you do that, the next thing you should see, it should open up a window, another page, and at the top, it'll be asking you for a username and password. Do you see that yet? You see it there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I wanted you to see this. So we don't have your username or password yet, but this is why I want you to watch that video, because this is where you go in to see your report and track your success with us. So make sure you watch that video. And now, just so you know, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email with this username and a password. And the password, you can change it to a password of your choice, because we're just going to create, you know, generate a password for you. So remember, in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with this link, the username and the password, so you can start going in and logging in and checking on your results. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to go over with you. So today they're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you are answering all calls within that hour, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. Now, the last thing I want to discuss is the timeline. Okay, I went over it with you earlier, but I always like to go over it again. So starting from today, okay, which I'm glad we're doing your client interview today. Starting from today, within 6 to 10 days, I want you to be on the lookout for your PIN code that's coming in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the top. Once you get that PIN code, we need that PIN code because it's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you're going to get it in the mail within 6 to 10 days. The technician's going to go over this with you again, but I do like to share it with you, okay? So make sure if someone gets the mail before you do, tell them do not throw it away. It's not junk mail, all right? Now, within 7 to 14 days, okay, we're going to have that website completed. We're going to send it to you first just to make sure you don't have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. And we're going to have your Google Ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials so that you can start going in and tracking your results with our program, okay? Now, typically, what it states in our terms and conditions, and that's why we send it to you in writing, is that for the first page placement in the local map, that can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, sometimes, Sylvia, I've seen it happen sooner. So that's why when you get that PIN code, provide us that PIN code as soon as possible, okay? In the meantime, we're getting your Google Ads on the first page up and running. We're getting you on the directories. We're getting the website up and running a lot sooner so you can start generating calls, okay? As these steps are being completed and processed, we're going to be sending you notifications letting you know you're on the first page of Google, you're in the directories, your website's up and running, you're in the Google Ads. So we're going to be sending you notifications as these things are being processed and completed, okay? So we're going to keep you in the loop, all right?
Okay.
Any questions for me? Before I let you guys go about your day, I know I've taken a lot of time, but I want to make sure we got everything covered.
Does he have to be here for the interview, or can I just see him?
No, he does not, because you're the primary on the account. What they're going to do in the interview, Sylvia, they're just going to be verifying everything with you, going over what you and I went over to make sure I listed everything correctly. They'll talk to you about the website, the Google Ads, the areas that we're targeting. So they're just going to go over a little bit more of that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And other than that, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you and Lupe both for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you guys.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So don't forget, today between 2 and 3, okay? They're going to be calling your number.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Maybe.
Bye-bye.